Hello and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy here with Pat, and today is Monday, February 15th, 2021.
I don't even know why we read the prices, because there's not a single person listening to this who has not been glued to their phone the last 3 days watching every single price movement. New all-time high for Bitcoin, 49,508 right now as we speak, up 5%. That might not be the actual all-time high. It was somewhere around 49 something. We haven't cracked that old 50K, but boy, does it feel close. Ethereum up 5.5% to 1823. Cardano, one of the other big winners right now, up 11% to 88 cents. Across the board, I would say the two biggest winners of the incredible run up this weekend or last few have been the cash use case cryptocurrencies. So I always like to talk about the different use case for cryptocurrencies. You have Bitcoin, which is a store of value. It's gold, it's digital gold. You know, you don't spend it at Starbucks. And then you have these other ones that are cash currencies, which are really trying hard to replace the US dollars. Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Visa Litecoin a little bit, but really not so much. Bitcoin Cash and Dash, the two, and they both have exploded. Bitcoin Cash hitting 738, up 12.5% today. Hey, if you've been holding Bitcoin for a long time, you probably have some Bitcoin Cash, so maybe it's a time to go and bust that out. Dash also was up about, something like 23. Yeah, it was up 25% today, up to 262. It's been fluctuating wildly as people take profits, but absolutely crazy day in the markets. The other big winner has been the smart contract blockchains. So Algorand, ADA, all those guys have been up because everyone's sort of sussing out if another blockchain is going to come out to compete with Ethereum, because gas prices hit freaking 500 Gwei today. I mean, it was like there. I went to go do something this morning, and I think I was harvesting some sushi or something stupid like that. And I clicked to do it, and I almost clicked without thinking. I looked, and it was like $300 in fees, which is like, you compound it because gas is incredibly expensive and Ethereum is incredibly pricey right now. So when you combine those two things, it is suddenly an absolute absurd amount of money you are spending on fees. But it's good times.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Thank you to our sponsor, Bitwave. It's almost tax time, everyone. Bitwave is a digital asset management platform that does tax tracking for crypto and DeFi. Gain loss reporting on your crypto and DeFi transactions, invoicing and bill pay in crypto. Check them out online at bitwave.io or on Twitter at Bitwave Platform. So up first, Uniswap reaches $100 billion in cumulative volume amid the DeFi explosion.
Yeah, and this is a huge, I mean, this is just directly related to those fees, like the gas fees. I mean, it's one-to-one. A, this is incredible. I mean, good for Uniswap. This is great for the world in general. It's still a drop in the bucket for traditional financial systems. You know, $100 billion is what the U.S. stock market's doing in like a few hours. So it's nothing compared to like what's actually going on in the world. But this is just a huge, huge milestone for us to be hitting. I think we're all excited.
Definitely. So the spike in DeFi lending has pushed Compound price to an all-time high of 570.
Yeah, Compound's one of the other big winners. What I wanted to point out, really, the reason I wanted to have this story higher up in the list is that Compound is one of those tokens that I don't personally, now doesn't mean that I'm right, I could be wrong, this is all opinion, I don't personally feel like has a ton of intrinsic value. You know, for instance, there's only been 36 votes ever on the Compound that use this token. The tokens are controlled extensively by other people, so like you buying it don't really have a lot of say using it. And the things that they do, like today the vote was to increase, or it was like recent last few days, the vote was to increase the collateral factor, which is how much you can borrow against a collateralized token, so of Bitcoin, from 60% to 75%. So that means that if you put one Bitcoin in, you can borrow 0.75 Bitcoin worth of USDC out of it. Maybe that vote is worth $500 to somebody. And obviously was, because you saw this, there was a corollary price run up with the vote coming up. And this happened with Uni when they had a really contentious vote. So maybe there is some value here. I don't really see it. I mean, I still don't really think Compound has a particularly compelling tokenomic story, but you know, I will be proven wrong. And obviously at $577, a lot of people don't agree with me.
Yeah. All right. On Saturday, DeFi Protocol, Kareem Finance, and Alpha Finance were both exploited in flash loan attacks, with the total between the two that was lost $37.5 million.
Yeah, flash loan attacks keep on happening. These guys have to change how they're doing this. This is, it is really bad. Like, I mean, we know about flash loan attacks now. We know a lot. There's a lot of really good protections against them. It is embarrassing that this is still happening. Kareem came out and was just like, nah, this is what was supposed to happen, which I think is insane. At least Alpha came out and sort of made a culpa of it and started talking about some different protections. The protections you put in place are not allowing, forcing people to have a one block between when they put money in and take money out. That essentially stops flash loan attacks. It's not very hard. Like, there's a lot of different ways to do it. So it's really bad. I'm not even sure a lot of like Harvest and those guys have actually fixed their big bugs that were floating out there. I know a lot of them have talked about it, but I'm not sure. I think there still are a lot more flash loan attacks to come.
So earlier there was a pullback of about 300K on the Bitcoin price. Still hasn't hit that 50K high. Pat, what do you think? There was an article on CoinDesk with some ideas on why that happened.
Yeah, so over the weekend, there was basically everyone was watching this run up and it was just anticipating the hit of 50K. And then I guess what you could say is that the Asian markets opened, quote unquote open, whatever you want to call that, but it came into the trading hours for Asia and there was a huge drawdown. Lots of discussion about why this was. You know, some people pointed to there was suddenly a gap between the Binance price for Bitcoin and the Coinbase price that had been narrowed. So normally, like, this is sort of interesting, and I just want to talk about it a little bit. Like, Coinbase generally has a premium over Binance when it comes to the Coinbase price. And there's two reasons for it. One is that they are a more trusted platform and there are more institutional investors using it. So traders executing on it, which have to be U.S. KYC'd, you know, known individuals, get a bit of a premium. The other piece is that Binance takes a really big hit because of Tether. Like, people don't trust Tether. They've never trusted Tether. People don't like Tether. Binance trades exclusively with Tether as their USD pair. Of course people don't trust as much. So I think the difference in price is much more related to Tether than anything else. So there was like a drawdown there. So people sort of attribute that to there has been less institutional investing. But at the same time, that was also the Coinbase is mostly U.S. customers. And there was also moving out of U.S. hours. I don't know. I thought it was all kind of crazy. I think it was all kind of dumb. There was a literally 4-day straight run up to 50K. People take profits. Like, that's the way it works. Like, people see literally every single one of their coins doubled, tripled in value. They're going to sell some and take some profits. Like, that's just what people do. So I didn't think it was that weird. I think it totally proves that out, which is that, like, there was a little bit of a dip while people were taking profits and then boom, straight back up. And now we're like hovering right at that 50K price and might even get there while we're recording this podcast.
Maybe.
49,412 now. I mean, we're right there.
Decentralized exchange aggregator 1inch is airdropping 84 million worth of their 1inch token to their own users who also use competing exchanges like Uniswap.
Yeah, so I just want to talk about this really quickly for two reasons. One is this was only for people that were trading on Uniswap in like September of 2020 and did like four trades. So if you go and you do a bunch of trades on 1inch right now, you're not going to get tokens. And the other thing is that when platforms do this kind of thing, you know, they come out and make this big splash, $84 million. But remember, this is a massive, massive, massive inflationary event. So essentially they're really quite aggressively expanding their token base. So don't expect the price to really match up with that.
Yeah. All right. Last, EIP 1559 is everything Ethereum needs to reach a price of 20K. Pat, what does that mean?
Yeah, the EIP 1559 is one of the EIPs. This is the Ethereum improvement process that's been floating around for a few weeks, maybe a few months now. And it looks like it's gaining steam. This is it's a proposal for a way to essentially decrease fees. And that's what I want to talk about, because fees are on everyone's mind right now. I mean, it literally is the difference between 100 million people getting into DeFi and crypto and not. The mechanism they want to use essentially creates a base fee for a particular block that goes up every block that is full. So essentially it sets, like, the way Ethereum works is there's a certain amount of gas that can run in a particular block. And that's, you know, 12 million gas worth can run in a particular block. And if you, you know, basically once you get to that amount of gas, no one can add additional transactions. So what EIP 1559 does is it actually doubles the maximum potential size of a block, but it starts to penalize you if you actually use that full doubled size of the block. So something to watch. There's been a lot of FUD, I think, around this both ways. It's worth reading the article we shared. It's worth going just reading the proposal. It's complicated. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I spend my entire days working on this stuff, and it is still really complicated to read these proposals and to think through the incentive structures and how it's really going to work. I don't think we as a society and we as an industry really fully understand what the like cryptonomics on some of this stuff. So, but it's super interesting. Don't be afraid of it. I actually think it's as good a proposal as we have right now until we really get to ETH 2.0. So it's worth everyone taking a look at it and giving it a fair shake.
All right. Well, that'll do it for today. Thank you, as always, for listening to the DeFi Daily.
All right. Take it easy.